let's talk about the third annual Lowell Mayor's Holiday Festival for Homeless Youth, a rock and roll fundraiser. It takes place Thursday, December 12th. Doors open at 6 p.m. at the Zorba Music Hall on 453 Market Street in Lowell, right next door to the Olympia Restaurant. Here in studio is with us a couple of guys who have been a big part of this, well, since year one. Jack McWilliams, John Gear. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Teddy.
Good morning, Teddy. Pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you guys here. You're like old hat at this now. You guys have been involved for so long that you put the event on, no problem. You coordinate, what is it, a dozen bands, all the other fun stuff, and it like that, just like a snap, right?
It's a lot of work, but it happens.
There's a large planning committee that works every year on this, and we're pleased to be part of that.
A lot of attention. We were talking about this during the news break. A lot of attention recently in the city of Lowell. There was a youth homeless summit. Has been called to this issue. Far too many young people, far too many of all people, but especially young people in the city of Lowell itself are wondering where they're going to sleep at night. Is it going to be a shelter? Or is it are they going to be couch surfing? Are they going to be out on a street? Again, we mentioned the youth summit that CTI put together with the city of Lowell, and a lot of action is being taken right now. But this concert, since its inception, has been kind of pushing real hard to address this even before it became a major talking point.
Yes, it has. This is the third year, as you mentioned, and due to the generosity of sponsors and the general public, we've raised over $30,000 in those 2 years, and the pressure is on, as we discussed earlier, to do even better this year. And thanks to the support and the sponsorship of Mayor Samaras and previous mayor, now Senator Ed Kennedy, we've been putting this on at the Zorba Music Hall. And thanks to the Zorba for letting us have the hall for free. And it's a great opportunity to support a good cause, come in, hear some great music. It's on a Thursday night this year versus Tuesday, so hopefully people can come out. Doors open at 6, Ted, as you mentioned. Music will probably start at 6:30. Come and have a dinner, listen to some great music, and support a great cause.
And we'll talk a little bit about the bands and the event itself, but I want to talk a little bit more about the people that this is helping. And as part of the event, you're actually going to share some of your success stories, a couple of the young folks who've been directly impacted by youth homelessness and have benefited through the work of CTI and the folks who've been trying to make it a better situation for them. They're actually going to be sharing their stories on Thursday night, December 12th, correct?
Yes. We've got one young woman who came to CTI, was sleeping in her car. She was referred from Youth Harbors, a program in the Lowell Public School, and they helped her to identify a safe and stable place to live thanks to CTI's work. She was in her senior year of high school, an honor roll student, but when her mother became homeless, she too became homeless.
High school kid sleeping in a car.
Yes. And identifying a stable place to stay each night had taken a toll on her, and attending school was put on the back burner. But she's been a part of the CTI Youth Services program, education being important to her, and she wanted to be the first one in her family to graduate high school. She made the decision to go for her HISET exam, and making it, that's the equivalency test, and making it to school on time was difficult on top of working two jobs and sleeping at a different house each night. So taking the tests made perfect sense for her. When she passed them with flying colors, it was her motivation became stronger. And with financial help from CTI to get her own space, she was able to secure a studio apartment. Youth Harbors was also able to help with monthly rental support so she could begin to save some of her money. And after she passed the HISET exam, she'd applied for and was accepted into Middlesex Community, as well as taking the program for a nail technician. And she's passed the state boards for the nail technician and is now attending classes at Middlesex Community, all while working, maintaining an apartment, and beginning to grow a clientele for her budding nail practice.
And having a safe place to rest her head at night. Your second success story, very similar in many ways. This one, the troubles kind of started in college, however, but through the work that's being done, also kind of a happy ending, and somebody who's now on to be you.
Yeah, it's incredible. So we've got a lot of people. I mean, there are 60 people alone in the past year that our program has identified as sleeping in spaces not meant for human habitation. And these are all youths between 16 and 24.
How are you identifying? You mentioned the first story that we talked about kind of came through the Lowell Public Schools. The second one that we touched on briefly, that was through a college engagement program, right, with Middlesex and UMass Lowell?
Yes. So.
Well, how else are you identifying? Because some of them end up having to be school dropouts, I would imagine, right? Between 16 and 24, you're not in a college. You might not even be in a high school. What else are you doing to identify where these problem situations are existing?
Well, there's cooperation between school counselors, people within the education community that identify a problem, and a student reaches out, and then they get channeled into the kinds of programs that CTI is putting together.
What's the most common cause of a youth ending up homeless? A lot of folks will think, well, it's just a troubled youth. You know, they made bad choices, so on and so forth. I've found that often it circumstances completely beyond their control, either a domestic situation or a loss of a job, and before you know it, things spiral. People don't know where to ask for help, or even if they do, they're... You don't want to. It's kind of embarrassing. Where do you find, what's like the most common cause of somebody 16 to 24 ending up homeless?
I'm not sure the most common, but there are several. Homelessness can include family conflict and abuse, issues with sexual identity, pregnancy, addiction, and mental health issues, contact with the juvenile justice system, or aging out of foster care are some of the reasons why youth may find themselves homeless. In addition to the success story that Jack referred to, there are a total number of youth served through various programs, including at CTI, is 175 in the city. Jack mentioned the 60 youth sleeping in space not meant for human habitation. There's 24 in imminent risk of losing housing. 55 youth are couch surfing, finding a different place to sleep every night. Five were experiencing domestic violence. So there's a lot of different reasons, and thank goodness for programs that CTI and other organizations have to deal with this. And then there are 38 young people who are pregnant or parenting who are in a homeless situation or about to be.
It's 8:28 here on 980 WCAP, chatting with Jack McWilliams, John Gear. They're here to talk about the third annual Mayor's Holiday Fest for Homeless Youth, a rock and roll fundraiser. You've done a great job spelling out why it is what you guys do and why you're here this morning. Let's talk about what it is you're doing now, and that is this concert. This has become one of those events. It's only in its third year, but it's something that people are talking about. They're looking forward to it. It was part of the discussion on the reviewing stand at the City of Lights Parade this past Saturday. People really looking forward to it. You've got anybody who knows the local music scene is very familiar with your list of performers. What do you have, a dozen bands or acts that are performing? And that's not counting the politicians who'll sing, because one or two of them actually can carry a tune.
Yeah. We've got Love Train as the house band, and Dan Stiklunas is helping us coordinate all of the bands and the timing of each performer. And with him is included John Pohida, Mickey Kanan, Peter Lavender, Emily Desmond, Kevin Wall. These folks have all played in past Mayor's Fest concerts. And then new performers this year, we've got Abby Barrett, Jenna Marcard, Kelly Knapp. The fundraisers have also played with us in the past.
Yeah, Paul Belay and crew are everywhere.
Yeah. All D's boys would be Andy Dakota and his family, Whiskey Duo, and Salem and Ward.
So some pretty good acts in there. Now, we've Connie Martin from CTI, also a Lowell School Committee member, has been known, and you have to do a lot of coaxing, but she's been able, you've been able to drag her up there on stage to sing a number two. She can actually sing.
And it's always appreciated.
So you're going to have to get her up there again this year, right? I'm calling you out right now, Connie, if you're not listening. So obviously some fun music, also some raffle prizes as well. And is it too late for folks to maybe contribute a raffle prize if they're hoping to help?
think so. We're certainly
never
accepting
too late,
gift certificates from any of the local vendors and businesses would be wonderful. We're doing a gift certificate raffle as well. One thing I'd like to note, this year, students can get in. If they're over 21, they can get in for half the ticket price of $10. And so that's a... We're trying to increase the appeal to the youth because this is a fun event.
How many people have you had attend in the past?
Upwards of, I think, 250 mm-hmm. the first year. Mm-hmm. The capacity at the Zorba is around 300.
Yeah, they're 300, right?
So we were near capacity. The second year, maybe a little less, but a lot of spirit and enthusiasm.
But you did raise more money the second year, a point that Mayor Samaras was all too happy to throw in the face of his predecessor, then Mayor Kennedy, now Senator Kennedy, right?
Well, because I think part of it was more established the second year. Sure. It was, you know, like, this is a repeat event, and here we are going on year three.
So that means you need to go even higher this year. What's the goal? How much are you hoping to raise when all is said and done?
I would love to break the 20,000 mark, wouldn't we?
That would be great. A lot of the fundraising involves sponsorships, and we've had some great sponsors.
I was going to say, the ticket sales are great, and if you get 250 people, $20 a ticket, do the math, $5,000. Mm-hmm. You need a lot more than that. Not possible unless you have a whole host of sponsors coming up there. And I mean, this is a long list. I'm not sure we could hit all of them. If you can read quickly, we just might be able to get them in.
Well, I'll start, and then Jack will fill in. Our platinum sponsor is the Sandy A. Wilson Youth Homelessness Endowment, care of the Greater Lowell Community Foundation. That's $2,500, so that's great. Gold sponsors are $1,000. They include Greater Lowell Community Foundation, George and Carol Duncan, the Springman Corp, Central Plaza Realty, Tulte Floors, Lowell Sun Charities, Trinity EMS, Eastern Salt Company, Dolan Funeral Home. The silver sponsors, which is at least $500, Interior Resources, New England Medical.
And then we have our bronze sponsors, of including Cobblestones, Circle Health, Lowell General, the Caleb Group, the Daily Holding Company, Pride Star EMS, Shell Revocable Trust, Jeandark We Share a Common Thread Foundation, Middlesex Community College, O'Connor Studios, Gallagher and Kavanaugh LLP, Washington Savings Bank, Vishta Kong, Klein Horning LLP, which is Amanda Cody's firm, Keller Williams Realty, Aline Royce, and the Lowell School Committee.
And there's still time to add this to this list. You guys will not say no if an individual or an organization out there wants to donate something. How do they do so? If somebody wants to get a hold of you guys.
We will provide them with tickets, of course.
So. Uh-huh. There you go. Some great music. How do folks get a hold of you?
If they want, they can contact CTI, Community Teamwork, Inc. Their telephone number is 978-459-0551. They can also go to the website, which is comteam.org/Mayor's Holiday Fest. There's also a Facebook page, Mayor's Holiday Fest will get you there. And they'll take good care of you. So sponsors can contact them, individuals as well. You can buy your tickets online. We will have tickets at the door as well. And once again, it's a 21-plus show.
Right. And the comteam.org Mayor's Fest web link also has video and stills from the first annual.
So you can see just how much of a good time it is. Before I let you guys go, why do you do it? Why is this so important to you guys? I've often found that with people who put their heart and soul into an event, into a cause like this, somewhere there's a personal connection.
Well, I think it's important for the future of the youth of Lowell and us as a society to work on causes like this. So this is near and dear to our heart. The folks that are involved are also, including Jack and I, rock and roll, as we love the music. It's a great night out to have fun with family, friends, and the greater Lowell community. Great cause, great evening.
We're trying to weave it all together and make a fun event, do something good for our community.
Jack McWilliams, John Gear, thank you for joining us in studio. Thank you to our friends at CTI, Community Teamwork Incorporated as well, for really getting behind this cause and making it a focal point. Thank you to everybody involved with this event. One more time, third annual Mayor's Holiday Fest for Homeless Youth, a rock and roll fundraiser. Thursday, December 12th at the Zorba Music Hall on Market Street in Lowell, right adjacent to the Olympia Restaurant. Doors open at 6 p.m. The fun goes, well, until you guys decide it's over. Thank you so much. Good luck this year.
Thank you very much.
See you there.